We've been asking writers of all kinds what they are reading right now. Our poetry critic, Tess Taylor, has a poem to read. She says she and her family are doing their best to keep busy and stay positive, but
every so often, something will happen and one of us will burst into tears. And we're very aware that we're all together and we're also very fragile. And what I think is really important right now is to remember that poems and literature can give us a chance to reroute ourselves. And in a moment when a lot of us have to take imaginary journeys, I wanted to read a poem that has a very convincing imaginary journey. So I'm going to read The Lake Isle of Innisfree by William Butler Yeats. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core. What I love about that poem is that we go with him. We imagine some bees and some linnets. We imagine the lapping. And then at the end he says, I'm still standing on the pavement. And he reminds us that he hasn't actually gone anywhere, but he's just taken this beautiful imaginative journey and he's made this beautiful sound and language and he's calmed us down. He's calmed himself down. That partly the role of literature to let us have some space to imagine is really powerful.
Tess Taylor. She has 2 books out this spring, Rift Zone and Last West, Road Songs for Dorothea Lange.